Exclusive, Leora Levy, Richard Blumenthal is a career politician, I'm a career American. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 22, 2022. Leora Levy, the Trump-endorsed Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Connecticut, spoke with Breitbart News about her increasingly tight race against Senator Blumenthal and said that, while Blumenthal is a 37-year career politician, she is a career American. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the show by highlighting last week's Connecticut Examiner poll that found Senator Blumenthal is under 50%, with Levy trailing close behind. Then, Boyle asked Levy to explain her pathway to victory. Levy said, "Well, my pathway to victory is that I am running against a 37-year out-of-touch career politician who has voted 98.2% of the time for all of the failed policies of the Biden administration that are making life unaffordable in Connecticut. Making life unsafe in Connecticut, making sure kids are indoctrinated, not educated. And the voters of Connecticut are ready for change. They know that to change the policy and the outcome, they must change the leadership. And everywhere I go, I have independents who I'm winning. I have Democrats come up to me and say, 'Don't tell anyone, but I'm voting for you.' So I am appealing across the spectrum of voters." Levy, a Spanish-speaking migrant from Cuba, said she would win the Hispanic vote because Hispanics didn't come here because they thought this was a systemically racist country. They came here because they know America is an exceptional country. Levy attributed her increase in independent support to Blumenthal's support for Democrat policies that have skyrocketed energy prices and crime rates. "Independents are coming to Levy's side because they know that life doesn't have to be like this. It's unaffordable here," Levy explained. Levy added, "Our electricity bills are the second highest in the country after Hawaii. And it doesn't have to be like this. Dick Blumenthal is a big part of the reason we have such expensive electricity here. He made sure when he was Attorney General that they closed down the nuclear plant. So our electric companies have to buy electricity on the spot market at the highest prices. Our electric companies aren't allowed to distribute and transmit electricity." Dick Blumenthal stood with Black Lives Matter in June of 2020. Levy said. He approved the police accountability law that was passed here by the Democrats, signed by the Democrat governor, that removed their qualified immunity, defunded the police, created a climate, a general anti-police climate in this state. And they are part of the problem. Levy noted that, just like other Democrat-led areas, Connecticut is dealing with the problem of criminals being released back onto the streets shortly after being jailed. Boyle then mentioned the recent reports that Blumenthal, as president of his high school student council, organized and participated in a Slave Day fundraising event. Levy criticized Blumenthal for holding the event while many Americans, including herself, tried bridging the gap between different races. Levy explained that when her school district desegregated, she opted to continue attending public school instead of switching to a private school as her two sisters did. "My parents tried to force me to go to private school, I was accepted. I refused. I said, nope. I want to be part of the solution, not the problem," Levy said. "And I made it my business to be a bridge and to make friends with people as people, wherever they were, whoever they were," Levy said. In the meantime, when he was at age, he was hosted. He was holding a Slave Day fundraiser. "You know, there couldn't be a starker difference between our character and in the way we have handled similar situations." Levy then highlighted how she would differ from Blumenthal as Connecticut's representative in the Senate. "Well, first of all, what I would do differently is vote for drill. Baby drill, frack, baby frack. We need to reignite American energy production for the country as a whole. We have the largest reserves of energy, and we produce it more cleanly than anyone else," Levy said. "Why in the world would we want to beg Venezuela, a dictatorship who aligns itself with an enemy like Iran and Cuba, to pump more oil for us? I will vote to close the border. We must close that border because without a border, we are not a country, and it is a terrible problem for our country," Levy added. "They're flying illegal here to Connecticut since August 2021 and they're doing that in the middle of the night and bringing them into Connecticut, making our state a border state, bringing fentanyl and human trafficking, all the associated problems." In her pitch to voters, Levy presented herself as an alternative to Blumenthal, a 37-year career politician who is out of touch with what it's like to live here in Connecticut. "He's in a bubble in Washington. I am a career American. I live here. As I go all around the state, people are telling me what a hard time they're having making ends meet, Levy said. And I will vote for sound common sense economic policy, common sense energy policy, common sense national security policy. Levy brought up how President Joe Biden has released more than one-third of the oil in the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve and criticized Blumenthal for supporting Biden's policies 98.2% of the time. But nevertheless, I will vote very differently. I will also be a senator who always puts the American people first. I know who I'm going to Washington to serve. I'm going to serve the voters of Connecticut. I'm going to make the life affordable again, safe again. And make sure their kids are educated, not indoctrinated, Levy said. I also have our policemen's back. I want to find a way to provide qualified immunity for them from the federal level if they don't have it on the state and local level. I will work so hard for the people of Connecticut. And they will have a real champion in me when I go to Washington, Levy concluded. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.